This is Digarus masculist MGTOW flyers. That is 2-3 page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Digarus. This is flyer number 472, part 2, entitled The Masculist Takeover of Gender Politics. Continuing straight on. Firstly, we men have the means and the power to force women to accept male dominance of gender politics for several powerful reasons. We men are nearly all phips. We are raised to be phips, and we even evolved to be phips, since we males could not grow kids. Thus, women are dependent on men, parasitic on men, if they want to stay at home during the few years that their kids are very small, raising them, depending on the money of her male partner, her husband, to enable her to do that. Millions of women in the recent past who were deluded enough to believe that they could be super moms, being full-time careerists and raising small children at the same time, soon burned out and realized that life is hugely easier if she can get her financial claws into some manslave who's prepared to work for her when her kids are small, thus allowing her to concentrate on raising small kids during those initial years of the children's lives. But the fluffy feminists have taken over the divorce courts, and so millions of young men are telling themselves, quote, fuck marriage, fuck paternity. I'm not going to face a 1 in 4 chance of being financially crucified in a hated, fluffy feminist-dominated divorce court system. So I'll live the MGTOW lifestyle, and I'll become a masculist to fight for the men faring of the gender laws, so that life can be tolerable for a male without the toxic indoctrination of modern feminism, poisoning the minds of millions of young women who are brainwashed to accept these feminazi doctrines that men are toxic, men are the morally inferior sex, etc. To masculists, even rape, in brackets, which is about the worst way that a man can oppress a woman, is small beer in comparison to a fluffy's decades-lasting manslaving of a man, which the masculists see as a much greater gender crime that billions of women commit against men across the planet. So masculists reason that men have the economic power to force women to fip up and stop being financial parasites of men. Another reason why masculists feel men have the power to force women to fip up is masculism itself. That is, the ideological ideas of masculism, which masculists see as being intellectually superior to those of feminism, since masculist ideas are based largely on science, that is based on empirically confirmed scientific fact, whereas many feminist ideas are based on wishful thinking. For example, that women are men's intellectual equals, that the patriarchy needs to be destroyed, which is not going to happen since men have 10% larger brains than women, are smarter than women on average by 4 IQ points, that men have 10 times the testosterone levels in their blood, so are hugely more aggressive, ambitious, dogged, persistent, so vastly outperform women at finishing difficult tasks, so have a greatly superior achievement track record, as shown by the fact that men dominate the entries in the Who's Who books. Now that men have masculist ideas, their own male rhetoric, their own ism, their own gender political ideology, they are now in a powerful position to not only hit back at the feminazis, but to crush them, to take over gender politics. In practice, how is it likely that this will happen? So here is a blueprint for a step-by-step agenda for the masculists to take over gender politics and thus to save whole populations from being wiped out, which is what the feminists are currently doing. The first step by the masculists is to educate the public into masculist ideas, which is what this very masculist flyer is attempting to do. Thanks to the internet, I am able to influence hundreds of minds per flyer by merely writing maskless essays in the solitude of my living room, in front of my big screens, then uploading them so that the world can read them or watch them in video format. There are now about 100 regular video content makers on maskless and MGTOW themes on the internet, using video hosting platforms such as YouTube, BitChute, Minds, Odyssey, Locals, etc., to influence the public and the media. The next step is to get the media really interested in maskless ideas so that they spread these life-changing ideas to the millions, the billions, so that people can profoundly change their lives, so that monoconscious feminism is seriously challenged, so that both sexes learn that gender oppression is not a one-way street, and that in fact women oppress men far worse, since even rape is small beer compared to women's decades-lasting manslaving parasitism. Maskless need to set up maskless groups in every high school and campus so that maskless ideas can spread through the minds of university students and later the high schools, so that young men are in a position to apply strong moral pressure on young women to fip up or be utterly rejected as manslavers and hence socially and sexually rejected by men, forced to be manless and hence sexless, loveless, babyless, and spat at. Once whole societies are well informed of maskless ideas, that is, that society has become bi-conscious, that is as well informed about maskless ideas as feminist ideas, then the time will be ripe to form gender equality committees in the parliaments, which consist half of female feminists and half of male maskless, so that the gender political issues of both sexes will be treated equally and fairly, which is far from being the case today. In today's world, if you mention the term gender politics, most people would automatically, unconsciously think of feminism, since most people are monoconscious, since they have never heard of maskulism, so by default have a biased monoconscious gender political view. When maskless are confronted with the anger of monoconscious feminists, whom maskless label MFBs, that's monoconscious feminazi bigots, being intellectually armed with maskless ideas and maskless rhetoric, they will be in a very strong position to not only harangue back at these monoconscious ignorant feminazis, but to crush them, since males have 10 times the testosterone levels in their blood. Women evolved to fear the genuine wrath of a very angry male, since in the distant past, if a woman engendered such wrath in a male, her very life was threatened by him, due to men being much more aggressive and 3 times stronger across the chest than women. It was women who created this situation, since women had been sexually selecting men who were taller, stronger, bigger, fiercer than women for thousands of generations to protect them from other taller, stronger, bigger, fiercer men from within the tribe and especially against male warriors of enemy tribes. So in the next few years, as maskless ideas spread, expect maskless to lash back viciously against MFBs, haranguing them out of the room, accusing them of being hypocritical genociders who have to be stopped with bullets if necessary. Men are smarter than women and a lot more aggressive than women. So once men become collectively angry at women, then God help women. Those monoconscious feminists who rely on the law to enforce their monoconscious gender laws are unconsciously assuming that the law will back them up. But the maskless are telling them that the ultimate backup of the law is brute male force, that is, coming from male cops. But when those male cops themselves become masklists, then women are fucked. They won't be able to hit back due to women's inferior bodily strength and women's inferior intellects. Men are both stronger and smarter than women. So once men are intellectually armed with superior gender political ideology, that is, masculism, then men are all set to dominate the gender political stage. The masculists will then simply take over gender politics, which has to happen if the fluffy feminists are not to indirectly wipe out whole populations, as they're currently doing, with their inferior minds, their monoconscious, misandrist bigotry and ignorance. This flyer is a call to arms for men, coming from the masculists. We men have the power to force women to fip up, to pull their financial weight, and to stop parasiting off the money of men, to stop pretending that women are men's intellectual equals, to stop thinking that women are the morally superior sex, given that women oppress men hugely more than vice versa, with women's decades-lasting financial parasitism. To men, if you intellectually arm yourself with masculist ideas, you'll be able to go out into the streets and slay the feminazi dragon, which in reality is really only a pussycat. Then push, when push really comes to shove. Women are so weak, both physically and mentally, no match for truly angry, gender politically bi-conscious masculists. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. Author of the book Masculism, Men's Rebellion Against Being Manslaves to Women, an e-textbook of 470 plus masculist flyers for men's studies courses, freely downloadable in Microsoft Word format from my website. Ciao.